Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and I have Luke Clayton on the phone. Luke, you know what? It's November, and that certainly brings up a different set of hunting opportunities.
It certainly does, Cindy. Deer season for all of us old hunters and young ones alike. You know, it's a special time of year. A lot of people, a lot of my old buddies talk about deer season is like the waiting for Christmas. it's been a total of, I figured it up, I'm 64, and I started hunting deer, well, I started hunting them when I was about 8 or 9, but seriously hunting them, I was probably about 12.
You gave me an astounding number between you and Mr. Whitetail, the number of years you've been hunting.
Yep, Larry Wysoon. I said, Larry's just a little bit older than I am, you know. And I said, how many years have we hunted deer, buddy? And we got our, scratched our heads, and 115 years of deer hunting experience. And I kidded Larry. I said, well, you know, you not only have the experience of hunting deer, but you have a sheepskin on the wall in wildlife biology from Texas A&M. And you know a whole lot more about why deer do what they do. And he commented something like, yeah, Luke, but, you know, we'll never get them figured out. They're such a, you know, challenging animal to hunt. And he's right, Cindy.
Out of all of those years, tell me your favorite deer hunting story.
The favorite deer hunting, that would be in North Dakota. I had some friends that they farmed up in Streeter, North Dakota, which is not too far from Jamestown, about 80 miles from, I think 80 miles from Bismarck's where it's located. Big, you've been there, big open farm country. But I would go up, and the first time I came from Texas to hunt in North Dakota, that would be my favorite hunt. These folks were German and Norwegian people. Streeter has 300 people, and I think the families have been there forever. When you go to the bank in Streeter, North Dakota, they just give you a bank check. A blank check there. The locals write, they don't even need checks with their all their information on it. That's the type of place Streeter is, and it's still like that. But the German family had one of those old Norwegian-type homes, probably been there 100 years, for a lodge. And it was on the outskirts of town, probably 5 miles outside of Streeter. Well, I was up there by myself. Some other hunters were going to join me. They took me up there. This was my first time to go to North Dakota. They dropped me off. And they said, your buddies will be here probably in 2 or 3 hours. So I'm sitting out on the prairie in this old Norwegian-type home with a real steep staircase, you know, looking it over, sitting on the deck, and I start seeing deer about dark. And these weren't Texas deer. These things weigh 250, some of them bigger than that. And the anticipation of the next hunt, I didn't kill a deer. I don't think I shot one on that hunt. I hunted about 4 days up there with a bow. But there was some things that were ingrained in my mind on that hunt that I will never forget. One of them, I was sitting in a bow stand on a little creek. They call them cricks, you know, up there. I was sitting on about 15 feet up in a ladder stand on a creek. There's a full moon. It was October. I heard some ducks, some wood ducks, and they circled right against with the moon as a background. And those things, how they spiral down, I can see it right now. They spiral down one by one and splat, 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 hit the water right under in the water right there by the creek where I was at. So that may be my favorite deer hunting story. And I didn't even kill a deer, Cindy.
There also is the time that you and Larry locked yourselves in the hunting blind.
Oh, well, I try to live that down. We were in a hunting blind in Texas, a brand new hunting blind, sturdy as could be. And the latch, we got in it and we had a predator call set up. We didn't shoot anything, which is often the case when you're hunting deer. But we're talking Mr. Whitetail here now, you know. So I've got old Larry up there, and I'm kind of running the show, if you will. He didn't know the ranch, and I did. Well, I shut the door. Well, what happened? The hasp on the lock fell down when I pulled the door to, and it locked. I mean, the thing locked, literally. And there's no way you'd think, well, just reach in there and get it. I couldn't reach it. I couldn't reach the lock through the window, reaching around, and Larry couldn't. Larry's got longer arms than I do. We couldn't get it. So finally, shooting sticks. We had some shooting sticks in there that you rest your rifle on. I finally take a shooting stick and peer around the back of that blind and poke around, and I get the thing undone. So to this day, when we mention locked in a hunting blind, oh, Larry and I, we always get a kick out of it, Cindy.
You know, you never know what kind of adventure an outing is going to bring.
I had an old buddy that had this saying, anything can and usually does happen in the outdoors.
I love it. Luke, how about we talk again next week?
I'm ready, Cindy, and we'll remind everyone I've got a little deer hunting story on our website this week, hppr.org.
Perfect.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force Air Guns, Shockstrap, Night Sight, and SunOpticsUSA.com.